today is a different trial. The day pulled through with a lot of style. Always getting out of trouble if they get in. Life with the Edison Twins.
Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 267. I'm your host, Brad, and this one's brought to you by Hoof Art. Thanks, Hoof Art, for being the sponsor of this one. Today is January 13th, 2021. It's been a while since I've done one of these. I don't think I did one last week, so I definitely owe you two of them this week. And I'm sorry that yet again, I have waited until Wednesday to even start doing shows this week. I have no excuses. It's all my fault. I mean, I have excuses, but let's do some prank requests. I've got one here from Jesse. He says, a former co-worker of mine is one of those Proud Boys. He participated in the DC church sign burning and other rallies. He hates Antifa and Democrats. He's an ardent supporter of Donald. It's just a bunch of political stuff. We don't want to read all this. He thinks it's Trailer Park. He's 45 years old. He works in the AC business. It'd be funny if he did something with Antifa and burning evidence of voter fraud or I don't know. Let's call him up. Oh, there's a PS. He's a psycho that fantasizes about using his gun collection and weapons to attack Antifa and overthrow the government. Please don't tell him that I set him up. Him and I are not friendly because of his terrorism and whatnot. Thanks for all the laughs you've given my wife and I. You're welcome, Jesse. Hopefully this guy is going to pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Alan?
Who's this?
It's Steve Dave from T-Mobile. I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number. This 954.
What?
We're changing your phone number, this 954 number.
No, you're not.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to. I'm getting ready to make the change right now. I've got your new number here.
Why? Whoa. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because I've had it for a long time. This is the number I paid for. I have it through my job and all my contacts. You can't just change my freaking number like this.
Sir, your contacts will still be there. You just have to call them and let them know what your new number is.
No. I'll tell you what. If you do that, I swear to God, I will freaking cancel T-Mobile. And if this is legit, T-Mobile from my location needs to contact me. And why in the hell would you have to change my number all of a sudden?
Okay, well, I'm in customer service. We're not going to be near you. It's just because your number spells out something that we can't have on our network. And
what?
You know, the numbers of your... If you look at the letters on your numbers, it spells out... We just can't have...
I have had this number for a very, very long time. If you even attempt, I will sue you. Do you understand? I have business contacts. I have customers and everything else. You cannot just up and change my number without my approval.
Sir, this is not
a
business line.
There's no way.
It's not a business line. I'm looking at your account.
It does not matter. I have a personal life. You cannot just change up and change my number.
Okay, well, I've had my number changed.
I can't just call 1,000 people. Excuse me?
I've had my number changed. It's not a big deal. You just have to...
Can I speak with your supervisor?
Well, Carol's here today. She's with someone else. I can see if she's available.
I want to speak to a supervisor.
But, sir, you can't have a number that spells something like that.
Spells what?
Well, if you look at the numbers on your keypad, it spells out Antifa. And that's, you know, they're cracking down on that sort of thing. And we've just...
Oh, really? Antifa?
Yeah.
Really? That's more numbers than... more letters than just four... numbers on the end. So you really want to keep trying to troll me, brother?
It's not on the end. It's kind of in the middle, and Antifa is only six letters, and your phone number is 10 digits.
Yeah, so you really want to try it like that?
I'm sorry, can you speak into your phone so I can hear you?
Okay, let's see. 9-5... Dude, it does not spell Antifa, you fucking retard.
Hey, you cannot call a T-Mobile customer service representative the retard word, sir.
Really? I can't?
No, you cannot.
Says who?
Says me. Says if you do it again, I'm going to change your number.
Okay, wow. That's amazing.
I'm going to tell Carol before I put her on that you're being really difficult.
Really? Yes, please do. Let me speak with Carol.
Okay, I guess... Oh, it looks like she just got off the phone. Can you hold on just 1 minute, please? Can you hold on 1 minute, please? What are you laughing about?
Hey, buddy.
Yes?
I'll tell you what.
What?
This number is also being traced right now.
With what equipment?
I'm going to be tracking your IP address.
Who's helping you trace? With what equipment? Which?
I have it hooked up right now.
What's hooked up? What's the model number and brand name of your tracing equipment?
Hey, brother.
Oh, it seems like you can't answer that. It's almost as if you're full of shit. Did you want to talk to Carol or not?
Hey, brother. I see you in the streets, motherfucker!
Oh, no. Shit, Jesse, what have you gotten me into? I don't want to see this guy in the streets. He doesn't seem very stable. So I did call him from one of my numbers, so he's able to call me back if he wants to. So maybe he will. That'll be kind of great. It doesn't matter, though, that I called from my own number. He would have had my number anyway because he has a tracer hooked up on his line, even though he couldn't seem to tell me what kind of a tracer. In fact, that kind of makes me think that maybe there's not a whole lot of credibility with that whole see ya in the streets threat at the end. Oh, shit, he's calling back.
This is T-Mobile. This is Carol. Can I help you?
Oh, is this Carol?
Yes.
Does T-Mobile answer like this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We say our name and we say who we are. So,
fabulous.
Hey, I understand you're going to see Mr. Steve Dave in the streets. What's that mean?
That's awesome.
What's that
mean?
I love
you guys. You guys are in Indiana?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you can come see us. Come see us in the streets.
That is awesome.
Is it awesome? It's not that awesome. I mean, Indiana's not that cool.
Why would I come see you in the streets where you live?
Well, because you said you would.
I didn't say anything like that. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. You guys want to call me up and
try to
harass me on some BS stuff? You're not with T-Mobile. You know that.
Yeah, but remember that time that we told you we were going to change your number and you got so mad? It was funny. It was so funny. We laughed. We laughed and laughed and laughed.
That's cool. You know what I get laughs about?
What?
When I go to work and make lots of money.
Oh, no.
And
oh, God. You're making me feel so stupid.
Like,
my T-Mobile salary is nothing compared to your job. Why are you making me feel
bad?
Watch
you people with your purple hair, working at Hot Topic, just scrambling around.
Oh, I don't
around.
Have purple hair. In fact, I'm not even a woman.
I'm a man. You gay, fool. You gay. You thought I was a woman.
I am gay. I'm totally gay.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's 2020. Don't be ashamed.
I'm totally gay.
It's totally cool to be gay.
You guys are awesome.
Aw, thanks.
You know what? I will say this. I do give you guys props for technology and
just
the abilities that you have.
Really,
it's pretty badass.
What is the technology like compared to your tracer machine that you got hooked up to your line? That you can't seem to tell me what it is.
You guys are pretty badass with the shit you do. I will give that to you.
Thank you.
I will give that to you, bro.
Thank you. It's not you guys, though. It's just me. It's just me. It's a voice changer. See? It's a voice changer.
I can be Carol. I can be a chipmunk.
It's just one person, okay?
That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like that.
I love it when people I call are impressed with me.
I give you respect for that. That's pretty cool, guys.
I was really hoping for respect from you. Thank you so much. This matters a lot to me.
Yeah, I'm sure you really didn't give two flying fucks.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks for calling me back. Thanks for the fun call. I had a good time. I got more people to make prank calls to.
Not a problem, bro. Anytime.
Have a nice day. I love you. Hey, he didn't say it back. So that's good to know. I'm not going to see him in the streets. Not by my home, anyway. So at least if I never leave my house, I'll be safe. Thanks, Jesse, for that call. I've got one here where they're specifically requesting a phone number change. I don't have any information except that her name is Tina. Well, this lady's just hanging up on me over and over.
Hello?
Hi, Tina. You kept hanging up on me. It's Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
We're going to be changing your number today. I'm just calling to let you know. This 79 number, we're going to change it to a new number. I have your new number.
Why?
Well, we've identified it as an Antifa number, so we're just going to change it to an Antifa number. So we're going to change it to a non-Antifa number.
What is an Antifa number?
Ma'am, you can just drop the whole act right now. We know all about you and your ties to Antifa. We're going to be changing your number.
No, you're not going to be changing my number.
Oh, yes, we are. I'm about to do it right now. So
not going to be changing my number.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but we have to... Okay, she hung up on me, and I've already called her a bunch of times. Should I really call her back? I'll do one more time. but...
Hello?
Ma'am, I didn't give you your new phone number.
I don't need a new phone number.
Well, you're getting one, whether you want it or not.
No, I don't want one.
Yes.
Is this some prank? This is some freaking prank call or something.
What do you mean this is a prank call? I'm calling from Verizon.
I'm not even with Verizon.
Yes,
wireless.
You are. Ma'am,
no,
you moved to a new carrier. This was originally with Verizon. This number belongs to us, so we can change
it. No, is this Steve?
Yes, Steve Dave.
It is Steve Dave.
Yes.
Is it really?
The same one that called you before.
Andrew, why are you laughing, son? And who the hell is Steve Dave?
You tell that kid in the background to just shut the fuck up. I have nothing to do with him. I'm calling from Verizon Wireless. We're going to change your number.
What kind of number are you going to give me? Like 209-1111?
No. That one's reserved for a business.
Oh. 2844?
Ma'am, you can just stop it with the smart mouth, you weird Antifa lady. Your number's changing right now.
Okay, just make sure you text it to me before you change it.
Fuck that. So I know. Figure it out yourself. Call somebody with caller ID. They'll tell you what it is.
Oh, my God.
All right,
what
I love you.
Done?
I love you. I got to go. Goodbye. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't say it like that. It's too aggressive.
Okay, I love you.
All right, thank you. Mwah. Goodbye. All right, obviously her son was right there in the room. Giggling a bunch. And hopefully he's a Hobosode subscriber because he didn't give me his email address for me to send him the Hobosode link if he's not a subscriber. Sometimes I do that if the calls are funny. Not always, but sometimes. So I just called one of my listeners' mother's Antifa lady. I bet you he really appreciates that. And that's what you get for not putting your name or email address in the request thing. Take that, Andrew. Here's a puppy for sale. It's a flyer that was posted in the window of a Petco. He's had all of his shots. He's 14 weeks and 7 pounds, and I think the sign was posted on the outside of the window, so I guess she did this without permission, probably. She needs to have a good talking to. Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Oh, he just picked up and didn't say anything. It's Greg. I'm the manager over here at the Petco. You put a sign up with your puppy for sale?
Oh.
I was calling about that puppy for sale.
Oh, I already sold it.
Oh, well, that's not what I'm calling about exactly. I just wanted to let you know we had to take that sign down because that puppy was so ugly. So I'm sorry. We had to take the sign down. It's bad for business to have an ugly puppy up there.
Okay.
So it's we had to take it down. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, well, don't yell at me.
Okay, well, it's already sold, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, we took it down because it's an ugly dog. I'm glad you sold it, even though it was ugly.
Yeah, I sold it for $1,000, but thank you.
Wow, for an ugly dog?
Yep.
Okay, well, can you not post ugly dogs on our outside of our store anymore?
Okay.
It's bad for business. It's bad for business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Whoa.
White cracker.
Hey! Well, that kind of sucked. I'm going to leave it in there anyway, though. In fact, I should make her puppy be the show art for today's show. And maybe you guys can tell me if you think this dog is a $1,000 dog. He's a full breed, Pekingese. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Don't give me shit. This is not anything like the time that I didn't know what a heron was. Like, I would know my dog breeds. Leave me alone. And that person also did not include their email address in the prank request form, so they'll probably never know that I pranked their number. Here's a request for, I think it's a UK number. Unless it's just a typo. But there's no country code on this. And it starts with 07, so I think that's a UK number. I'm probably wrong. I guess it could be anything, really. This one has an email address on it of the person that sent it, but they didn't put a name down. But they gave me the name of the guy I'm calling. His name is John.
Hello?
Hey, John?
Who?
John! Is this John?
No, sorry.
Hey, listen here. Don't you take that attitude with me. I know this is John. Listen here, motherfucker. You need to stop mumbling and hang up that goddamn phone.
Huh?
Oh, you heard me. I said to hang up that phone.
What phone?
The phone you're on, sir. Were you sleeping?
No.
Okay, well, sounds like you were sleeping. This is just what you sound like normally?
Yeah.
Why haven't you hung up your goddamn phone yet?
Well, I don't know. You're wondering.
What?
Yes,
listen here, sir. I'm telling you to hang up that phone. Hang it up. Right now.
Why?
I order
Why?
You.
Why?
Because I order you to hang up the phone.
No.
Yes, you better hang it up. Don't you have anything better to do?
You're the one that rang me.
I know, and I'm telling you to hang up that phone. You hang it up right now, sir. I do not want to be talking to you right now. I'm trying to wrap up this show so I can get it all edited and put it out in time, so I'll have some extra time tonight to listen to Devin's show. So I need you to hang up so I can get that done.
Sure.
Devin's show. It's called the Take Off Your Pants Show.
The fuck?
Oh, you heard what I said. I said take off your pants.
That's fucking sick.
Oh, you take off your pants right now, sir. You take
No.
You take those pants off.
The fuck?
Sir, what about me? If I ask you to take your pants off, will you please take your pants off? My name's Carol.
What the fuck?
This is Carol. Sir, you need to take off your pants. Take them off. Right now. I'm sorry, can you talk a little bit louder? It's hard to hear you. Did you take off your pants yet? Kabbalah? How dare you talk about my Kabbalah? I'm a married woman.
Sir, are you talking to Carol about her Kabbalah? Sir? Sir?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the guy telling you to hang up that phone. I'm stupid? Is that what you just said? Speak up. Hold your phone right side up so I can understand you. Listen here, motherfucker.
How did you get this number, mortal?
How dare you call me immortal? Wait a minute. Are you not immortal? Sir. You're something beyond human? Like what? Tell me exactly what. I need the brand and the model number. Is that why you don't know how to speak properly? Did they not teach your race how to hang up the goddamn phone? Look, can you please just take off your pants? Take those pants off. Take them off. Right now. Wait, do you have pants on? I know it's pretty late. What are you doing up at this hour anyway? It's like 2 in the morning. Don't higher beings have a better sense of time than this? Sir! Are you taking off your pants? Did you take them off? Why'd your TV stop making noise? Did you hang up on me? You better unmute that phone. I order you to unmute that phone. And then take off your pants. And then hang up the phone. And I've been sitting here for a while. I just hung up on him. He's not saying anything, and I can't hear the TV. I don't know if he hung up, and the phone just didn't disconnect yet. So I hung up on him. What the hell was that? I am definitely going to send the show link to the person that submitted that number, just so that maybe they can tell me what the fuck that was. And was that supposed to be the UK? I thought 07 numbers were supposed to be mobile numbers in the UK. I mean mobile numbers, excuse me. Anyway, as I was saying to Gozar the Gozarian, I would really like to wrap up this show so I can get it edited within the next 90 minutes, and hopefully I will be able to listen to Devin's show, which is tonight, every Wednesday on her Mixlr. So thank you, everybody who sent in requests on this show. Hopefully those of you who didn't leave me your email addresses are actually subscribers, so you get to hear those calls. So thank you, Hoof Art, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode. I'd say this one was a complete success between whatever the fuck that was in the UK and that first call. The Antifa guy. Or was he not Antifa? I still don't exactly know what Antifa is. I thought all the crazies loved Antifa, but what do I know? Anyway, bye everybody. I got editing to do.
Fun trip, got these streets feeling so hard. I've been through big wheels, skateboards, and go-karts just to get my hands on these bikes. See, what's a man without his bike? That's a man without his life. And these kids don't deserve this. So I think it's time for me and Mike to do some public service. Time to show James crime don't pay. Time to show James me and Mike don't play. We've been waiting for this day all summer. No more James calling us dumb and dumber. When I see that fool, I'ma hit him with a stunner. Strike like lightning, rumble like thunder. They can't handle me, son, I'm the dragon. I revved up the engine, Mike jumped in the wagon. Then we headed off to old Mr. Kane's, bumping Dr. Dre about to wreck James Day. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. Slick, that's what they call me when they call me. I slipped behind the car, but then a couple ninjas saw me. Good thing Mike was right there to have my back. He snuck up from behind him and he started to attack. Then out of nowhere, up walked Vinny Velvet. Got his hair permed out, had it looking like a helmet. He walked toward me with a clenched fist in a big old stick that I was about to get hit with. Was it fate or was it just dumb luck? Cause I looked over and I saw a pair of nunchucks, but I didn't know exactly how to use them. I started swinging them around and accidentally threw them. Then they nailed Vinny Velvet in the head. He fell over on the ground, I was scared that he was dead. I didn't have no time to worry about that. I had to get them bikes out that shed ASAP. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. As I walked up ahead, James was waiting at the shed. Slashed the garden tool against my chest to have me spilling red. But dog, I ain't afraid of blood. In fact, I love the taste of it. Little baby garden tool, I wasn't afraid of it. I sat back and I waited like a cat. When I seen him relax and I went in for the attack. Hit him with that dragon kick and laid him on his back. He was out cold, so I knew it was a wrap. I jogged over to him, grabbed the keys out of his pants. Took a second to do the fish out of water dance. A ninja kick to get the bikes back, imagine that. It took 3 tries, but we're finally the champs. I walked up to the shed with the keys inside my hand. Me and Mike had saved the day, I was feeling like the man. Things were looking up, me and Mike were on the right track. And most importantly, we finally got the bikes back. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes. Can we get them bicycles back? Cause them little kids, they ain't got no bikes to ride. What? Froggy Fresh, Escape from Hood Mountain.
See you in the streets, motherfucker!